This is Ozarks at Large. It's a heavyweight battle, the marquee matchup, the Arkansas Brawl, and it is the cover story of the latest magazine edition of Talk Business and Politics, U.S. Senator Mark Pryor versus U.S. Congressman Tom Cotton in the biggest race in Arkansas in 2014, and one of the most closely watched Senate races in the nation, as it may be pivotal to control of the U.S. Senate. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics recently discussed the race with David Ray, Communications Director for Tom Cotton for Senate, and Eric Dory, Deputy Campaign Manager for Mark Pryor for Senate.
Well, before we get into campaign mechanics here, let's just talk about kind of the high-profile nature of this this election, this campaign. You guys have like a national spotlight on you, not just the state spotlight on you. Do you guys feel the pressure in terms of all of those eyeballs and all of that national media attention that's going on?
Well, it's a big race, not just for Arkansas. It's a big race for America. Most people around the country feel that Washington's headed in the wrong direction. And so the 2014 midterms are a chance to change course and send some new folks to Washington who will begin to roll back the damage that's been done over the last 5.5 years of the Obama administration.
What about you? Are you feeling the pressure?
Well, sure, there's pressure. I mean, you just heard David Ray talk a lot about Washington and about the national spotlight. But for Mark Pryor, this race is all about Arkansas and what's best for the state and putting Arkansas first. And the issues that matter to Arkansans and the issues that matter to folks that are trying to make ends meet here in Arkansas are what we're focused on. And the contrast between Mark Pryor and Tom Cotton just couldn't be more clear.
Well, we'll get to some of those contrasts. Let's start with some of the news of the week in terms of some things that had you guys volleying exchanges with one another. And for people that don't follow you guys on Twitter, they need to, because it is entertainment in and of itself, as well as very interesting political theatrics. Faith played a big argument in the debate this week. We've got a quote here that shows something that Tom Cotton said about a little over a week ago. When he was talking about the Hobby Lobby decision, David, he talked about it's another example of how Obamacare infringes on the liberties of all Arkansans. Barack Obama, Mark Pryor, think that faith is something that only happens at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. That's when we worship, but faith is what we live every single day. Tell me what Congressman Cotton was trying to say in that comment.
Well, I think what we've seen is Senator Pryor take a lot of offense to what was said in a TV interview, but what he hasn't taken offense to is the fact that in this Hobby Lobby decision, it's been affirmed that Obamacare forces Christians to violate their deeply held religious beliefs. That's not me saying that. That's the Supreme Court of the United States saying that. What we haven't seen him take a lot of offense to is the fact that Obamacare forces Christian taxpayers to fund abortions, the fact that in America today, an unborn child can be aborted even after they can feel pain at 20 weeks. Senator Pryor doesn't seem to be offended by any of that.
I would suspect Senator Pryor has a different position. I see you shaking your head there.
Yeah, I mean, it's really unfortunate that Congressman Cotton chose last week to make such a deeply personal attack on Mark Pryor's Christian faith. If there's one thing Arkansans know about Mark Pryor, it's that he's a devout Christian, someone whose faith guides him to put Arkansas first and be a steady and reliable voice for Arkansans. And for Congressman Cotton to stoop so low as to question the sincerity of his faith is something that is, it's just beyond the pale.
Was he questioning the sincerity of his faith?
No, Cotton's been very clear from the beginning of this campaign that it's extremely admirable that Senator Pryor is a fellow Christian and that he practices his faith with commendable openness. But that's what this Hobby Lobby decision was about. It's about the role of religion and faith in the public sphere. And what Obamacare forces Christians to do is it says, you know, you can believe whatever you want on Sunday morning in your church, but don't you dare take that into the workplace the other 6 days of the week, because we're going to explain to you as a federal government which precepts of your faith you can follow and which ones we disagree with.
David, do you think that leap, though, is made in terms of logic between a voter hearing that statement and then tying it to Obamacare in that way?
I mean, set Obamacare aside for one second. Congressman Cotton called Mark Pryor a once-a-week Christian. He said that Mark Pryor believes that faith is something that happens only at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and that's offensive. And the fact that Congressman Cotton has not only refused to apologize, but doubled down on those comments and then just outright lied about Mark Pryor's record when it comes to the very serious issue of abortion. Congressman Cotton has said that Mark Pryor supports late-term abortions and federal funding for abortions. In fact, he supports neither. He has voted consistently in the Senate to ban late-term abortions and stop all federal funding for abortions, and it's something he feels strongly about.
Would love to keep talking about this subject. We've got other things to get to, so let's shift to disaster relief, another big area of combat between your two campaigns this past week. This was kind of a political storm, no pun intended there. Mark Pryor has made an issue of 5 Congressman Cotton votes related to FEMA funding, disaster relief funding. Cotton campaign pointed out this week that there have been 3 times that Congressman Cotton has supported FEMA and disaster relief funding. Eric, I'll ask you the question first. Is this a matter of the Pryor campaign being selective about which votes it wants to portray as accurate and inaccurate for Congressman Cotton?
Absolutely not. I mean, the fact is that Congressman Cotton has voted consistently against disaster relief that has helped Arkansas families recover from devastating
storms.
There were
3 votes where he did cast votes for funding.
Let's take those 3 votes, one of which was about what never became law. The other was a stopgap measure in the government shutdown that Congressman Cotton caused. He was one of that small minority of reckless and irresponsible House members that cheerled the government shutdown. From his second week in office, Congressman Cotton went on a radio show and said, got the question, you know, if the Democrats are digging their heels and Republicans aren't getting what they want, are you prepared to shut down the government? And Congressman Cotton said, yes, I am.
Give me Congressman Cotton's perspective on this.
Look, Tom Cotton supports full funding of FEMA. He supported it in the fiscal year 14, Department of Homeland Security appropriation. Eric wants to talk about bills not passing. Not much passes in Washington these days because Harry Reid and Mark Pryor won't allow anything to come for a vote in the Senate. You know, Senator Pryor and his allies for weeks have been politicizing these tornadoes that ripped through Mayflower and Valonia. And if we needed any further evidence of that this week, there's the fact that their campaign lied to and took advantage of a storm victim in Mayflower and for the purposes of filming an attack ad on his property. Their campaign called this man, Mr. Boydston, and told him they were going to assist with cleanup efforts to remove debris. As a matter of fact, when they showed up, they did no such cleanup. In fact, they just filmed attack ads against Tom Cotton on his property. They lied to him. They misled him. That's not the Arkansas way.
Lies and misleading. Strong comments.
Yeah, there you go again, David. It's absolutely false to say that Congressman Cotton supports disaster relief. He has voted every single chance he got. There's not a single dollar that is being spent today to help Mayflower or Valonia victims of this disaster recover that Congressman Cotton voted for appropriations. And when it comes to everything else David said, this is an important thing to point out, because what Congressman Cotton's campaign has done this week is try to politicize and silence the voice of the mayor of Mayflower. The mayor of Mayflower is an independent. He's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. And he has great things to say about Tim Griffin, about John Bozeman, about Asa Hutchinson, Mike Ross, and Mark Pryor, who was there from day one with his sleeves rolled up, no cameras present, helping to pack boxes and help these volunteers and bring every dollar that could be brought to these families to help them recover. And Congressman Cotton was nowhere to be found.
Well, it wasn't in his congressional district. Why would he? Wouldn't he be politicizing
The important thing to remember is that not only has Tom Cotton supported full funding of FEMA, he also supported all 5 disaster relief declarations for the tornado victims in Mayflower and Valonia. He supported numerous disaster declarations for Arkansas, whether it's ice storms, whether it's flooding. They're simply trying to distract from the fact, using the Hurricane Sandy bill and overlaying that with footage of Mayflower and Valonia, which is insulting to the intelligence of voters. It's also insulting to the storm victims who are recovering. And you know what? These are important, weighty issues, and I know that it's good for Eric and I to get together to discuss them, but, you know, we really should have Mark Pryor and Tom Cotton here debating those issues and many more issues, but Senator Pryor refuses to back off his no-debate position. And we've agreed to 3 televised debates.
No, I got to jump in there for a second. What David is completely ignoring is the fact that Congressman Cotton is desperate right now.
And you've seen a series of news articles this week talking about how underwhelming and unimpressive Congressman Cotton is as a candidate. And that's because what folks at the national scene are figuring out is what folks in Arkansas have already figured out, is that Congressman Cotton just is not connecting.
It's not that hard to get a story, though, planted in the national media, is
what,
it?
What I mean, is not
yes,
hard.
Yes, we're so desperate that we've been ahead in the last seven polls conducted, and Senator Pryor still refuses to debate.
Pryor's got polls, too.
Pryor's got polls, too. This is going to be a close race, but I want to go back for 1 second to something David said just a minute ago, which is that that Congressman Cotton supports disaster relief. He does not and has not, and he has consistently made up excuses. And here's the best point to illustrate this, is that when we put up on our website a video of the mayor of Mayflower, the justice of the peace of Faulkner County, and other pillars of the community talking about Congressman Cotton's conspicuous absence in the wake of the storms and his votes against disaster relief, when do you think Tom Cotton showed up for the first time in Mayflower? It was just a few days later.
I don't think you need any more evidence to prove that their campaign has been politicizing this tragedy than to look at what happened this week with Doug Boydston. The footage that he's referring to was ill-gotten footage that they recorded by lying to a man who has lost his livelihood in the storm, who has seen his property looted in the days following the storm, and they misled him. He has come out and said this publicly. He has been on radio, in print. He has said this over and over.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics, speaking with David Ray, Communications Director for Tom Cotton for Senate, and Eric Dory, Deputy Campaign Manager for Mark Pryor for Senate. More information is available at talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.